Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, it's been a great week, and boy, we got quite the honor on Thursday night. The Ingham County Animal Control gave out the Radio Humanitarian Awards, and I don't know what to tell them because I've never been called a humanitarian before, but boy, it was sure nice to be recognized.
Well, you know, that room was just filled with fantastic people, people that put themselves out there far beyond what you and I do and just serving themselves up to the pets.
Wow.
You know, that is a fantastic gesture, and what a great organization that they've got there.
Right.
And the food wasn't bad either.
No, and raising money for the Ingham County Animal Control, when you look at what they've been doing in terms of the Free Fridays with the spaying and neutering of cats that's going on and all of the different programs looking for food and dog houses for people, they really do create an amazing community service. And most people really just don't think about their animal control, or they think about them when they see a van or a stray dog. But these folks really do serve the community, and they really should be recognized for just how great of a job they do on behalf of Ingham County.
Yeah, anytime you can put this in the front of the public, you know, this event is about recognizing individuals that have been there for pets. But it's also a way of kind of speaking out and saying, hey, everybody else, join on in. Let's make it happen. Let's have a very safe and effective pet community.
You know, you're right about that. And you just said the magic word for this week's show, Rick, and that's safe. We're going to deal with a lot of topics regarding safety. And now that spring has sprung, and boy, you know, usually when you get to the first day of spring, you might be lucky to see the crocus or two. But boy, this year, yeah, the trees are blooming. The tulips have already come out of the ground. And I mean, it is like May kind of spring that's going on around here in Michigan this year.
Well, and the one thing you want to think about is the pets knew this coming along. You know, we think of us knowing this and then, oh, by the way, we better clue in our pets. I think they had the scoop way before we did. And so did the rest of the things, just like the crocus. Our cats and our dogs and everybody are itching to get out there and do stuff. And they probably know just as well as we kind of intellectually know. They intuitively know that, you know, spring isn't here yet. So it's here, but it's not. You know, we're going to have some cold days ahead.
Right.
And let's hope we didn't do too much damage to the blossoms that are beautiful out there right now.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. But with the coming of spring and all of the changes, there's a lot of things that people need to do on behalf of their pets in order to keep them healthy and doing well. And we've got quite a group of experts coming on the show today to talk about really what are the things that you need to think about. And because of the bizarre winter, and I can't think of a different word than describe this winter, yeah, how is that going to affect things differently than previous winter spring transitions?
Yeah, I'm sure all the fleas and the ticks and the bugs, they've already got this figured out. They know what they have in store for us. The thing is, we got to get our thinking cap on and try to play you know, second fiddle to them.
Right.
They're going to be in charge here unless we do something. So let's hope Dr. Williamson, for instance, can be in here, you know, kind of reminding us of what we need to worry about.
Right. Well, and it's not just the bug-related issues, because, again, with the early blooms, you're going to deal with a lot of allergies that typically you wouldn't run into until May or June. But just like with human beings, you're going to run into those. So there's that. And also there's grooming. And we've got Janice coming in from Doggy Daycare,
sure,
to talk about some of the issues you can do to keep the dogs cool during the hotter weather, because that is certainly going to be an issue coming up.
And you don't want a white poodle turn brown either.
No, you certainly don't. And then we've got Derek coming in from Joey's Pet Outfitters to talk about some of the exercise issues you need to do, as well as some of the nutrition, which we've talked with him about in the past. So we've got a lot to talk about in terms of prep and safety and keeping your pets doing really well this spring, this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
If I leave here tomorrow.